Deal with the star as a chayfetz. We still with the star as a chayfetz. Shnei moichzim betalis and other chafotzim. It's a davar shal gufay moment. But with the oichzim, with the mechzokus says that you have a shaykh to the chayfetz. The star, you would mock him to dan. The star beetzim star. Zuchu not gufay moment. There's no momentus in the star itself. The star is only a raya ba'alma. It's a raya ba'alma with a halva. And a raya ba'alma is a vok. It's like walking edim. I have edim walking edim that are telling me about a secret form that was halva. What are the oichsin? The oichsin is where shaykh is to the eidus. Decide, let's decide. Is it a good eidus or is it not a good eidus? What is shaykh oichsin doing? Shteyden a sugya, yisoyd, shteyden a sacha. Ander eiter. That a star in the Torah, a star, the kodach ha-gvi is not just a sipur dvorma of halva. When you make a star of halva, from now on, the chayv looked in the star. It means we look at it as the koyach gviya, the koyach to be goyve is in the star. The star is not just a raya that does halva, and now I'm goyve mi koyach halva. The halva now, the din koyach gviya that is ayadei the halva is in the star. The star itself has a koyach halva, a koyach gviya. And meyata that is this chevtza called the star. Mitzarech levad it's not gufei moment, it's taken not gufei moment. There's nothing, there's no value, innate value in the star. You could say he's holding $50 in the chevtza in the star. And he's holding, Ruvin's holding $50 and Shimon's holding $50. However, we see there's a chayv in the star. The din of the star, the star is like the tongues of the chayv. The star holds the chayv. When a mela, when Ruvin, the malov is holding chaylik of the star, and Shimon's holding the other chaylik of the star, we see as a shaykhis to the chayv shabashtar. Zu aleph. That's the first nekuda in the sugi you see. And days, again, I'm asking being mekatzer, I just want to bring the kitzer advarim. Is mavur lemaisa that that's true also when the nidin is perua. And not only danig is, was there ever a star or not? It's mavur na gemur. That the nidin between the ma'av and the loiv is not, if there ever was a star, the nidin was it perua? The loiv is tanning perua. It's mavur that the shmuz, the vikuach of whether or not something is perua also has to do with the achzok of the etzim star. That even though sugis the shas, the rishonim, there's a mavur that the nidin of perua is totally on the umdin of shtorcha beyond my boy. As mavur from our sugya, and again, my man is bringing the tamsis advarim. It's mavur achas min ashtayim. Either it's mavur in our sugya that shtar chabiyad matboy is not an umidah mechlal. Shtar chabiyad matboy is a din that's neveah from the star, is a kliach in the star part of the hilchas of the star says that it wasn't perua. Then we understand that memela shnai moichsin is going to be machriya also. Shnai moichsin, if he has a chelik, the malv has a chelik in the star, it's going to allow him to say that it's not perua, and the loiv, if the loiv is a chelik in the star, the lamb says it's perua. Or it's mavur, even if it is an umdana, but the umdana is not an umdana, the ikr, the kuda, the kayach of umdana, is not the umdana itself to be machriya, the umdana builds the cheskas, the shtar, builds the machzokas in the shtar. At the end of the day, what's machriya, whether or not you could say perua or not perua, is the kayach, is the machzokas of the shtar. Kachay kach, that's what's oil from the beginning of the sugya, the psicha of the sugya, that shtar is aleph, a chayfetz, is a chayfetz, we look at it as a chayfetz, since it's a new sug chayfetz, a chayfetz that has an erachoy, doesn't have it in its value, it's contained within it the koyach gvi of the choy. Un the taina, the need in a peru is totally tako who has the koyach gvi of the shtar. There was the koyach gvi in the shtar, so he has in the shtar a din that says the shtar, the choy is still intact, and you can't taina peru. And if the loiva has the shtar, so that says the koyach loiva has the shtar is ois, the shtar is gemara ois, and the shtar no longer says that the choy is still intact. Kach loiva from the beginning of the sugya. Oh, so one of them will try to nusader the seifa sugya. Taka, Mamash can learn in Hilchas Gevirta, because that Klali Shnayim Eichsen, but Etzem, more or less, what we're trying to do is to stay in the Sugya, is to apply the Klali Shnayim Eichsen to the Sugya of Shtar. See, Vishestelzach Ois, the Dinim of Shnayim Eichsen, the Klali Shnayim Eichsen, and the Chayfetz, this Chayfetz, this Moifetz, the Chayfetz called the Shtar. So then, let's just name it again, Metamtsets the Sugya, and then break it down. The Sugya of the Shmaitz is Mavur, two Sugyas. Two Sugyas, at the end, the Gemara, two Sugyas. Like Rabbi Shtar, the Gemara is trying to apply the din of Shnayim Eichsen. We're coming out of the sugyas of Shnayim Eichsen, so we know there's two pratim, there's two klali apsak in Shnayim Eichsen. There's a din of Shnayim Eichsen, where halach is cholkin b'shove. Shnayim Eichsen metal is cholkin b'shove, which is true when they're holding the karkashter. And the klal of that is that we see be'etzem travayu tofsi in the whole talis. When they're holding the karkashter, travayu tofsi in the whole talis. And the halacha over there, each rishon lefi his mahalich, is that cholke mishove. When we see them both holding tofsi, b'shtravav tofsi, the halacha is cholke mishove. There's another tzir of adukim, yodim agas. And over there, the psak is andersh. Over there, the tfis is andersh, and the psak is andersh. Over there, the nachovav tofsi. Each one has a bezundere, is a lagami levad, or kaman levad. However, he's holding what's tachas yodoy, in an isolated, in a miyuchadik, a singular way. And he's holding it levad. And over there, the psak is not cholke mishove. The psak is kafir mashi yodam agas. Over there is no din cholkim mishove. It's a nidun. If there's a shvu over there of the psak, another mavur in the Gemara too. The Gemara deals with both these type of psakim. These two tzirin. We have to now transfer them, interpret that. What's going to be by a shtar? What's going to be by a shtar? We're going to have a case of shnayim oichzin. And what's going to be by a shtar? We're going to have a case of a yodam agas. Oh, so first we have to be makdim. It's mavur that the mitzias, the zehichatim, there's a chiluk between a shtar and a talis. In a shtar, The extreme case is the case of the Shnayim Eichsen Taka. Very, very, very rarely that you'll have the punkt both be holding on the karkash. Any times they're holding the gufa talis, it's a case of Yodim Agas. It's a case of Yodim Agas, and over there the halacha won't be cholkim mishov. But by shtar it's mavur in the Gemara Mamish punkt faker. In shtar it's mavur, there's only one case in the world where you have a case of Yodim Agas. Come out any which way, the Malvan Leiva holding the shtar, even if holding the gufa shtar, it's always going to be considered a case of Eichsen. It's going to be a case of Chavau Tofsi. Only when they're holding punkt exactly, the malv is holding exactly the teufis, and the loiv is holding exactly the teref, and they're not overlapping, the malv is not holding any part of the teufis, not only about the teref, that's called a tzir of yodoy magas. That's the only time they have a tzir of yodoy magas. Why? Poshe pshat, medruch poshe pshat. Aderech ha-pshat, the pshat says, the mashal, the Meir Simcha says pshat, the Rambam, in the sugi of Shnayim Eichsen Metalis, it says, That which we have a din of Yodam Agas is by a talus of Kiyotzebai. By a talus of Kiyotzebai, that in the chelik of the Yodam Agas is a separable chelik, we could isolate it and we could translate. That you're holding the chelik that's under your hand in an isolated way, a beged. You could break it into a separate piece and you could have a small beged. Same way, Mistama, a chatichas, anaska of Zov and Kesef, Mistama, the same thing. You could break it and you could say, I'm holding a chunk of gold. I don't have to be holding the whole thing. However, what happens if I'm holding a kli. I'm holding a kli, I'm holding an umbrella. Any regular kli, a bowl. The Rambam is mavur, b'teich namagan mishnah, that over there there's no musik of yodam agas. Even if Ruvin's holding three quarters of an umbrella, and Shimon's holding a quarter of an umbrella, over there we're going to say, it's travayot tofsi. There's no din of yodam agas. There's always mavur in the Rambam, b'teich namagan mishnah. Zokte, orsameach, very posh pshat. Why? Aderech pshat. Because the whole yisoid of yodam agas is that we see your tfisa, you're holding what's under your hand as a separate item. A quarter of an umbrella is not an umbrella. A third of three quarters of an umbrella is also not an umbrella. It's garnish by fnei atzmo. Lashon HaRasameach is a chelek, a third of a kli. Of a kli is not a kli, it's a cheres. It's a cheres, you're holding a cheres. You're not holding a kli, you're not holding a small kli, you're holding a cheres. So over there, there's no Yodam Agas. In Mela, we translate your tfisa We translate your tfisa, we don't say your tfisa is being miyaches to what's under your hand. Your tfisa is being miyaches to the whole chayfetz. That's a chavayot tofsi, that's a chavayot tofsi. Right away we interpret your tfisa is in the whole umbrella, in the whole bowl. Yeah. So same thing by shtar. A shtar, unless they're holding a dover mesuyim in the shtar, if they're both holding both the tefis and the turf, the mav is holding the tefis and the turf, and the lev is holding the tefis and the turf, what do you want to say? He's only half of the tefis, half of the turf, he's only garnished, that's garnished. There's no way to isolate his tefis and say he's holding only the chelik. So the mele by shtar, there's a balabatish chelik. By shtar, balabatish, come on, every tefis that you have in a shtar is always going to be translated that your tefis is mesiyaches to the kvolis of the shtar. Reuven's not holding half of the shtar. Reuven's holding half, or the whole shtar b'etzim. By holding half of it, he's only on the whole shtar. And Shimon's only on half of the shtar. So that's going to be a din of shnayim oichsin. It's going to be a din of shnayim oichsin. The din is going to be chalukim b'shov. Only when you have a case of zeh oiches b'toifes, zeh oiches b'toref over there, you could talk as separated, and you could say there's something separate over here. There's a toifes and a turf. Physically, technically, there's a toifes and a turf.
What's the
toifes? There's a toifes there, and then there's a turf there. It's possible to say that there's two separate things. What?
What's the? You can't do anything with it without.
The Vayla was saying it's a davar mesuyim. The Vayla was saying it's davar mesuyim. Yeah, and I want to be marked them. I don't mean the Rambam. The Rambam itself, Moshul, on the din of the Kli, it could be other Rishonim argue. The Rambam's right. The Rambam's case is right. Other Rishonim kenzen held. It's not true. You're right, even though in the form of today that it's a Kli, of a something, a chelik of the Kli also has Shavus. I meant to say this is more vait. Exactly. This is more vait than the Rambam. All the Rishonim will agree. The Rambam's din by Kli is not so poshut. A lot of Mishamel of Tainas, Mishamel argues on it. Could be that Rishonim argue on it. But case, when you're holding a mid-sentence, everyone agrees to the Rambam. You're not holding anything. You're not a pasha, you're holding a half a thing. A kli is not so pasha, you're holding a half a thing. It has worth, a part of a kli also has worth. But when you're holding a mid-sentence, that's zikr, everyone agrees. Everyone agrees that there's no, that nitfas doesn't register b'chlal adin of the other magas. Melech, so the only hechatimsa is, by zeh oiches teufis ve'echiv oiches tarif. So let's take a start, first thing in the sugi. That by zeh oiches teufis ve'echiv tarif, Rabbi Lozer said, that over there, taka, there's going to be a din of the other magas. Just like we have by Talis. A musa give the other magas, is going to be a psak of Yodim Agas by Zeichos Tevis Verichos Terev. That's how you can replace it. There was a Shakvataria in Rav Achim Yidifn Ravina had to understand the word of Rebbelezer. Again, we sack him and afterwards we mazim more. Claudius Hadvarim is that Ravina, Rav Achim understood, Mamish Kipshutim, that the same exact din of Yodim Agas you have by Atalas, we're holding it anyway, you can have by Tevis and Terev. That means, Rabbi understood it, ends up that you end up splitting the shtar. He has that chilik of the paper, he has the chilik of the gufer shtar, and he has that chilik of the shtar. The mailer of Acha will see more. The Pratim later on, he asked, come down to the chilotzah piece to chisa. To that, Ravina said, you're wrong, you made a mistake. That the din of Yodim Agas by shtar works a little differently, it doesn't work in the guf ashtar. The din of Yodim Agas works lidme. When a male is the only nafkamin is lagabi desman. That's the first sugi. I'm just going to miss him again. That's one sugi. The Gemara deals with the din of Yodim Agas that we found by Talis and translating it by Shtar, and there was a Shakavataria and Rav Achan Ravina. How does that work? Then the Gemara goes weiter. Once the Gemara talked to brought up the musig of Dmei, the Gemara says, what about the din chalukah by Shtar? That means Shnei Meichsen by Shtar. Shnei Meichsen by Shtar. Or any other case except for Zeichis to Teufis and Eichis to Teuf. Either they're both holding the margin, they're both holding Side Eichis to Teufis and the Teuf. Over there, there's a Psach chalukah Cholkim Meshav. It's Mavumi Teich. The Gemara also had a suffix over there. Also was an Eden. It wasn't a Machlekes Amaroyim like by Shnei Madukin, but it was an Eden. The Gemara, is it Lidmei, or is it L'chari Al Tzad? We have to see more Befratis, or is it maybe the Chalukah also is on the Guf Ashtar? The Gemara had it sad. We have to see what those Tzadim are, and that the Gemara is Machuria, that Chalukah that didn't Cholkin B'Shove by Talis is Lidmei. So we have two sugyas over here. Both Chalokim, both of the dinim that we found by Shnei Meichs and the Talis, the Gemara dans by Shtar, and in both of them there was a nidin. How exactly is the Shtel Tzachavek and the Gufa Dover or the Dmei? And the Gemara's Machriya, both of them is the Dmei. So let's talk about Mavar, the Sugis, the dinim, the din of Dvarim, and we'll see Taka, hopefully we'll talk about Zoycha, the Kama, maybe Paris and the Sugi Taka of Shnei Meichs and the Talis, through the Sugi of Shnei Meichs and the Shtar. Yeah, in the Ersh the Sugi, or Gelazim, Zeh is the Tevah, Zeh is the Tarif. So Vachat Vashtanin, Vachat Medifti Vashtanin. You make a chaluk on the Guf Vashtar. He said, V'chilotzu apis tuchisa. So Mavar the Sugi, Mesad the Sugi, after the Maktiv, as we said this, take a machlokes for Ashim Faces. Machlokes for Shas, Shas take a machlokes. Machlokes, how to understand the Chalal, the Tevis and the Terev. I'm going to say the Kitzur Adram comes out to Rishenim, the Machazdov is Marachiv, and the Rishenim, the way they touch of Rashi. Shitas Rashi is Mavur, the end last Rashi on the page. that the relationship of a teifus and a turf, rather when you shtel avek a shtar, you have to put a teifus and a turf. You can't make a halb a shtar. But after you shtel avek the shtar, once you shtel avek, you establish the shtar, the teifus and the turf, you're allowed to use the teifus independently of the turf, and you're allowed to use the turf independently of the teifus. You don't need bailis on the turf and the teifus in order to collect the shtar. I could have enough, the malva, as long as he has bailis on either the turf by itself or a teifus by itself, that's enough to be goyve the full money of the shtar, the full chay. What's pshat? Rashi says, Nachal, a teifus is not considered just a chazor of the shtar, just considered a tuffel of the shtar. Rashi brings a mishnah of Baba Basra. A teifus also is ikr, maybe more ikr. Teifus is a chilek chashiv of the shtar. The turf doesn't have edim. Rashi bavorns, the turf doesn't have edim. We shouldn't ask Rashi, the turf doesn't have edim. Rashi explains in this mishnah of Madrushan, the turf of Avada needs, Avada, every shtar in order to get started needs edim. But what? The Gemara, the Gemara in Baba Basra, the Gemara says, what happens if we have a shtar? The Edom was Nimchak Ba'inus. It was Nimchak Ba'inus, it wasn't Nimchak. Stam was Nimchak Ba'inus. And the Malve brings Edom that they saw that there was once Edom signed on the Shtar. It's still a good Shtar. What's the Pshat? I don't need to see the Edom Kaseder. The Shtar has Edom. The Edom are now in the Shtar. Zogdu Shenu Nachas David. Rashi holds, once there's Edom on the Shtar, the Edom helps with the whole Shtar. It's now as if the turf has Edos in it. It has Edos in it. I don't need Befoil the Edos. Let's say Shitas Rashi, as we could say in the Tamsis Adorim, Shitas Rashi is. That the turf and the teufis, when the yitzirus ashtar, you need a teufis and a turf. But once you have a teufis and a turf in the yitzirus ashtar, you could use each one. I don't need befeil, I don't need to bring together with me the teufis and the teufis together. It's not miksha achas after I create the teufis and the teufis. I can now use the turf by itself, and I use the teufis by itself. So the other captain asked me, if you cut it, it's an ayah, an ayah reyesa. You cut it, it could be a mafkiya of the chilek of the ashtar. But I don't need befeil, I don't need beifin chiyuvi, the other chilek. Each one, each side of the star, each half of the star doesn't need ba'ifin chiyuvi, the other chilek of the star. That's Shitas Rashi. Shitas Tais is mamish punk fakir, Shitas in the Rosh, mamish against Rashi. That avada, it's a different schoyis. Part of the tainus is, what do you mean the turf doesn't have Eden? The turf is by itself is not enough. Tais uses, at one point, the Tais is in a shafra tainus. Tais says that the same way in the turf itself, if one line is missing, so the whole turf is felt. So if the turf is missing from the turf, the whole turf is felt. And if the turf is missing from the turf is felt. They say Shtein Toisvus and Ander Avon in the way the Shtar works. Shtein Toisvus, the relationship between a Toifus and a Toif is not in the beginning of the Yitzirus HaShtar. They're Mikshachas, they need each other. The Keseder and Keseder need each other. A Toif and a Toif is a Chetzi Dover. It's a Chetzi Dover. Zelzenu Kerem HaShtar, a Toif and a Toifus. The Toifus really needs the Toifus more. The Toif needs the Toif more than the Toif. The Toif needs the Edom and the Chelik of the Toifus. But the fact, once they need each other, Keseder, they're Nizan from each other. My Moshe Lo Alon is. Sefer Torah is chaser ois achas. It's missing a Sefer Torah. A chumash is missing ois achas. You're missing devarim. You could read still Bereishis. You don't need. But kedusha Sefer Torah, the way it's made, it needs is chaser ois achas. The whole Sefer Torah is telling totally that. Keseder needs the whole entire thing. Toisus looks at a shtar like way. A toifus needs a turf. That is a shtar. Toifus and the turf. You can't use the shtar without toifus and the turf. Oh, so you say this dikam achloikas Rashi and Toisus in the relation with toifus and the turf. Meilis makes a tremendous hashpot in our sugya. Let's go to our sugya. Work it through Rashi and Toisus. We shouldn't work this through. Everything we're saying is going to be shown. Fi Rashi, that the Nidan, that the Toifus and the Torah, the Etzem, I could use separately. So, Fi Rabbi Acha's understanding in Rabbi Lozer, that the Din of Yodim Agas, Shtel Tzchavek, and Shtar Kepshuto, you have to go for Shtar. We're able to say, I'm going to take Ruvain, the Malva is holding the Torah, and the Lev is holding the Toifus. The Din is Zen, Noita Mashi Yodim, Mashi Yodim Agas, Zen, Noita Mashi Tachas Yodim. Ruvain, the Malva, gets the Torah, and Shimon gets the Toifus. Shimon gets the Toifus. Frekt Rachel, Ibazoi, was war netil, das is netil, zen neito mas yodig as. You're telling me, the loive, Shimon, he takes something, he takes, what does he get from having the teufis? Zog tu yishayin him the fi Rashi maybe had this girsa. The question is on the teufis, when the loive is holding the teufis, and the question is only on the loive. When the loive is holding the teufis, what does he gain from taking the teufis? What does he gain from the din of yodim agas? Hari the malvim, because his netil of yodim agas, he's able to take a power, a koyach, that awards him with the whole gviyas ashtar, he has the ganze koyach of the shtar. In the Rashi sheet is that the turf collects from Mokten Zich, it has in it the Koyach of the Gvir, the Ganser, the Koyach of the Gvir of the Shtar. So the Loive doesn't have the Koyach, doesn't have any Koyach. We know when the Loive has a Shtar in his hand, he's able to tie the Parua. The answer is that's only if he has the Chelik of the Shtar that the Malva needs for the Gvir. When the Loive has the Shtar that has the Koyach of Gvir that the Malva needs in order to be Goyve, so the Loive is able to tie the Parua. But over here where the Malva has a turf, he has a separate Koyach. He has an egg, an independent koyach, in order to be goyve. The loiva can't tie the parua. So frekta bacha, what's the what's van atila does? He wasn't asking, he held halacha, that should be the halacha. The halacha should be the malvil. If Rabbi Elazar was saying, Rabbi Elazar, halacha should be the malvil. He's asking the lashon, what's, kumtai is not really in the tilav, zeh neitach on the gas. Kumtai is only the malvil is really taking, the loiv is taking nothing. That's the way Abacha understood. That's how he understood. Mamish, save the same exact way as it did in Yodam Agas by Talus. And if Talus, Reuven's only a more choshev chilek of the Talus. Reuven's holding the chilek that has atar. If you have a Talus with atar, a golden atar. And Reuven's holding the chilek of the Talus as an atar. So Reuven avad the zok to poiskim. The poiskim says, if there's a Yodam Agas, if it's not a din of Shnayim Oichsim, it's a din of Shnayim Adukim, Reuven takes the chilek of the Talus that has the zov. And Shimon gets gypped off. Say that. What can he do? He's Yodam Agas. Reuven, that's the din of Yodam Agas. You take what's under your hand. That's the way of Acham Yidivni understood Rabbi Elazar saying by Shtar. Memela, the Leva ends up losing out. The Ralba has a chilek that could has the ganze the tar kolik of the Shtar. By itself, it could be used by the it could be used by itself like upon him to be goyve the whole Shtar. So Memela, the Shimon's gonna end up losing out. Does Eruach verstand? Then come to Ravina and said, Ravina said you made a mistake. And this is me after Ravina's blindness. This is a shvare part of the sugya. Ravina said, no, you made a mistake. That the din of Yodim Agas by Shtar, so Shtel Tzich Nish Naguf Hashtar, Shtel Tzich Dmei. It's not gonna, the way we're looking is gonna be Lidmei. When we may look at the Dmei, Be'etzem, this should take, we're gonna split up the Kerech HaGvir of the Shtar. The Kerech HaGvir of the Shtar, Be'etzem, there's no $200 bills in the Shtar. There's $100 bills in the Shtar. So in the Kerech HaGvir in the Shtar, you're gonna get 50 and you're gonna get 50. Aye, so why did he say the din of Yodim Agas? What's the din of Yodim Agas Nagei if they're gonna get 50? The din of Yodim Agas is Nagei Lagabi Dizman. Lagabi Dizman, there's a mile in one Chelik of the Shtar more than the Shtar. That's the outside words of the Vina. Shal's my karma. What did he say? L'chara, we should tell the very nice. L'chara, fishi tas rashi, now one of what a turf and a typhus is. L'chara of Achamid, if he's right. L'chara, the halacha, the Yodin Magash should say that you get, Malva gets the chilek of the star, Mele could collect, you can collect with the chilek of the star. L'chara, on the stand of Vina, L'chara of Vina was saying the Yisrael star, the Darren star. We started at the beginning. In our sugi is mavur that the star, we're dealing with looking at the star as a chifetz. Only as a star is a chayfetz. Star is a chayfetz. So in the etzim, there's two chafotzim in the star. There's a stationary. For states, we're not. Who wants a stationary? That's not what we're doing. And then there's a chayfetz called a star. What is the chayfetz of a star? The chayfetz of a star is the star is not a rayim. It's not a rayim in atzad. It holds the chayf. It holds the chayf. Here's the vikuach of Ravina Lacha. Lacha understood that you could still sechavek the din yodim agas. Start off on the paper of the star, and he said, from there build on. Split up the paper of the star. Go look at right now. That's Betzim where you're being typhus. You're holding the typhus. If I take away the turf, Mamela, I have now the ability to collect the whole star. Ravina said, no, you can't look at a star as the paper. You can't start looking at a star as a paper. A star is a chayv. A star, not the chayv separate from the star. The star is the chayv shebashtar. When people are holding on when people are holding on a star, when they're holding on the chayv shebashtar, they're holding on the chayv shebashtar. If you're holding on the chayv shebashtar, there's no two chayvs in the star. There's no two chayvus in the shtar. You're right, technically. If the loiv has a way to get the chelik of the turf, and the separate malva has a way to get the turf, and he has a way to separate the turf from the turfus, he has a way to be good for the whole shtar. Oh, but when you look at the chayvus of the shtar, there's two chayvus of the shtar, there's no two chayvus of the shtar. Zok to Avina, no, when you're danning, what are they being turfus? What are you being turfus? They're being turfus a chayvus called a shtar. That's what I mean. When they're being turfus a shtar, they're being turfus the chayvus of the shtar. So the whole din of Yodim Agash stelt sich af the chayv. It's interpreted klapi the chayv shebeshtar. The gabi the chayv shebeshtar. There's no two chayvus in the shtar. Avada, there's only $100 in the shtar. Membeilo, when you're holding a part of the shtar, you can't say, okay, let me take the turf and now go collect. Fakert, you're only holding half of the shavis of the shtar. You're only holding half of the chayv of the shtar. That was the time of Ravina. That's why he said the ganzlum is in the demay. He said, you understood that the tfis is misparish lagabi, the guf ashtar, it's only misparish lagabi the dmei. Because by shtar, when you're talking about the world of the shtar, when you're talking about the world of the shtar, not the stationary, the chayfetz, once it gets built, the chayfetz is the domim of the shtar. The chayfetz is the domim shebashtar. If the chayfetz shebakan is the domim shebashtar, so we have to interpret the yodim agas lagabi the domim shebashtar. That's the tainu ravina. Oh, so what's the gay yodim agas? Kumto is yodim agas. It's always translated like the chayv shev shtar. There's only one chayv shev shtar. You only get 50 and 50. Zokter, the nafkamina is lagabi the zman, because the zman is not necessarily lehedya, something that's negiah to the whole shtar. The zman, the shayach to have a chayv without a zman, and the zman is something that could be that there's a mailon one chiluk of the shtar without the shtar. So the din of yodim agas could shtel sich lagabi the zman. But Lagabi the Choyv, Be'etzem, La'alma, Lagabi the Choyv, even the Shi Rashi's world, that you could use the Tarif on the Taifas, that's if somehow you get the Taifas away from the Tarif. But over here in the Yodam Agas, he said, in the Din Yodam Agas, you can't start off looking at the Tarif. You can't start looking at the Tarif. The Shtar, the Chayv Shebekan, is the Shtar of us looking for Salta Choyv. And since there's one Choyv, we only see you holding half of the Choyv. We see you holding half of the Choyv. And Mela, you get Chamisha, and Yenna gets Chamisha. That's Rashi's Mahalach in the Sugi. Toysvis starts Mamish Pung Fakert. Toysvis, remember the words, the starting point of the Sugi is Pung Fakert. Let's see if the end ends up differently. You have to see if the end ends up differently with Toysvis and Rashi. In Rav'acha's world, Toysvis starts a Pung Fakert. Why? Fish Shitas Toysvis. A Toyf on Toysvis is a Chetzi Dover. A Toysvis and Chetzi Dover. So as in Shitas Rashi, if you go in the world of Rav'acha, that we understood that you break up the Shtar, you make a Chaluka in the Gufa Shtar, Yodem Agas allows us to do a Din, we break up the Gufa Shtar. The Firashi, the Malva would be Maviach, because the Malva has a separate koyach in order to be Gevil Shtar. The Firashi says, Punk Fakert. If Rav Acha is going to say, we split up the Shtar, Rav Acha understood, we split up the Guf Niyar Shtar, so who's going to lose out? Fakert, the Malva is going to lose out. The Malva is not going to get anything, because once you build up a Shtar, you have a Chetzi Dover. Once you break up the Shtar, it's a Chetzi Dover. Shtar, you have a Shtar, half a Shtar is garnished. It's not worth anything. As I said, Tais a Rosh, Lefi Darker, Shal Taisvis, Tais a Rosh and Tais were the same thing. The Rav Acha's kasha was not Tafka on the Loiva. The Rav Acha's kasha was, he's asking a Kolish to Gashayla. It sounds like you're saying there's a Din Rav Elazar, there's a Din Zenoito Mashtach and Yamagas, someone's Zeichen something. Kum Tais, no one's really Zeichen anymore. They just get paper, everyone gets paper. The Malva should lose out totally. Exactly the opposite of Rashi. That's the kasha of the Gemara. The kasha is the Malva should lose out, should lose out everything. It's not fear. It's not fear. So, like we started, who said, Yodem Agas is not fear? Yodem Agas, we're talking about dealing with the Yodem Agas. That's the whole word of Yodem Agas. Yodem Agas is not a chaluka. It's not that Bezdin says to make a chaluka. That also you have to down a Bezdin to say something's fear. Yodem Agas is Zen Noitam Hashatach Zodah, Zen Noitam Hashatach Zodah. So, if he tells you, says, the Loiv is timing, I have the right to break the Shar, to break the Shar. I have the right to take what's under my hand. And if through taking what's under my hand, I'm going to break the whole Shar. But tell you my name, that's my schus. My schus of Yodem Agas is to take the Shar and break the whole Shar. That was what Rav Zacha was saying. By the din of Yodim Agas, the Shtar, Toysus is moided, is it sad to be Korea the Shtar? Because the Yodim Agas, should be a reason why you should break the Shtar. Ravina, we're in Toysus Arosh, a little different than Rashi, but similar, that he said, you can't start again, you can't start with the New York. I never said that you could go, Yodim Agas interprets like having the New York. Look at the Choyv Shib Shtar, look at the Domim from the Shtar. Look at the Domim from the Shtar. But here it's a little bit different than Rashi. And Tosafos Rosh says, and says a Sharfer, if you're looking at the Domim Shepeshtar, and you can't go into Niyara, so in the world of Tosafos, a Tosafos and a Tarif, there's absolutely no one, I think this is the word Tosafos Rosh, there's absolutely no Tfis of Yodam Agas Bechla. It's like Sharfer and Rashi. The Pshad is, once you don't look at the Niyara, once you don't look at the Niyara, you look at the Koyach of the Shtar, and if you Tosafos, in the world of a Koyach and a Shtar, a Tosafos and a Tarif is nothing. There's no difference between holding, just like we said before, if you're holding in the middle of the line, if you're holding the Tosafos and the Tarif, it was Pashid Lekuliyama by a Shtar, that's not called the Tfis of Yodim Agas. Zokt Ravina, if you understand how to look at a Shtar, you look at a Shtar like the Koyach Vi of a Shtar, the fact that you happen to be holding the Tofis and you happen to be holding the Turf, Lefi Tosis, it's Miksha Achas. Lefi Tosis, a Tofis and a Turf is Miksha Achas. It's Mamish one thing. It's Mamish one thing, it's Mamish a mid-sense. There's nothing, there's no Metzias to a Tofis without a Turf. So in the world of Tofis, if you're looking at the Dom Shabashtar, you're looking at the Koyach Hashem, you're not looking at the New York Shabashtar and the Mela, looking at the ramifications of the Gabbad Shtar. You're starting off with the Koyach Shabashtar. There's no Tfis of Yodam Agas. Everything where Ravina is saying there's absolutely no Tfis of Yodam Agas. Look at the Koyach Via, look at the Koyach Shabashtar. A Tfis and the Tariff is garnished. We're back to a Chavayot Tofsi. Aber steht a Grace of Chiddush, and there's a Grace of Chiddush, and I think Lefi Tosis, it's a bigger Chiddush. Yeah. That you still shayach a mahalach of Yodim Agas, like a pagin naza. Lagabi, it's tayach Yodim Agas, lagabi is man. Says Lefi Tosis, there's two bechinas, in every shtar there's two things. There are dvorim that are ma'akvin in the shtar. Anything that's ma'akvin in the shtar, that you can see pura dvorim, the eidim, that are ma'akvin in the shtar, Lefi Tosis, there's no sides in the shtar, in those issues. No sides of a shtar, there's no sides. The maskana, we look at the demay, we're not looking at the stationary, there's no sides. I'm on that side, I'm on that side, but every side needs each other, and there's no separation, it's a chetzi dover, there's no sides in the shtar, it's miksha achas. Memeila legabi the bechina of the guf hashtar. It's not shayich bechlal yodam agas. It's mamish like Laris Meach's kli. It's not shayich yodam agas. Aber this man is like tzitzim aprochim. It's like tzitzim aprochim. No, never had tzitzim aprochim. This man is a teisefes. This man is not part of the makiv. It's not makiv in the guf in the shtar. This man is a teisefes on the shtar. It's something that you couldn't localize. It's shayich. It's a teisefes prat. Alma, the essence, the mahus of a zach, you can't break it up. Of the Tosefos, you can break it up. Learn Tosefos, learn Ravina, maybe this was a chilek of the Chiddush Ravina. This could be why Rav Acha didn't want to say this. Zok Ravina, this was Rav Lozer was being mechadish. Rav Lozer was being mechadish. It's shaykh, a musik of Yodim Agas, legabe the Tosefos of the star, legabe the Tzitzim Prochem of the star. Agam, it's not shaykh, a Yodim Agas, legabe the Gufa star. Of it's shaykh, a Yodim Agas, legabe this man Sheb star. That was the way, that was where Ravina was mechadish, to learn Pshat in Rav Lozer. So Meila comes out very similar to Maskona Rashi Toys, but the Tchila is different, and I think there might be enough Kaminin. So you can think about it. It could be the Maskona is the Bechlau, when I'm taking the Vaila, let's say if your Rashi Toys is more or less, the Ruvain, the Malval, is taking 50, 45, we'll see soon exactly how much you're taking. More or less, you're taking half of the Dmegvi of the Shtar. Yeah? The question is, are you taking that Midin? Is a pshat you're taking midin yodem agas? Just there's no value. There's no extra. There's no. It's like by a talis when ze oiches chetzi ve ze oiches chetzi. Halach is by a talis when ze oiches chetzi. Reuven's holding half the talis and Shimon's only half the talis. There's a psak of yodem agas. Well, that's called a psak of yodem agas. It's not the psak of yachleiku. Rather, you don't have any mila. You end up getting 50. And you end up getting 50. Yeah, but it's a psak of yodem agas. The nafkamina is the fiyad Rambam. There's no shvur. That's always the nafkamina bring out the point. There's no shvur if you're holding half of the talis and you only half of the talis. There's no shvur. When he's saying l'dmei, Ravina is saying when they're splitting up the guf hashtar, not this man. When they're splitting up the guf hashtar, this man of Adi you're taking it in yodem agas. But when you're taking the dmei, yeah, I have a tzad. If he toises, I think there's no din. It's not a din yodem agas. It's not a din yodem agas. Attack the shem mafurish. The shach lemaisa. Shach shem mafurish. That on the dmei achoyv, you have to make a shvur even if you're the Rambam. Shach speaks it out. Even if you're the Rambam, you have to make a shuah because you're not taking anything yodem agas. The 50 that you're collecting and zeh is teufis, zeh is teref. It's not yodem agas b'chal. There's no musk of yodem agas. The way we shtelav ek l'sugya in Rashi, Yavetzan, maybe not like that. If you're Rashi, it could be be'etzem. The yisoy that dover, the be'etzem is a yodem agas. Just the yodem agas doesn't give you anything more in the chayv. The yodem agas doesn't give you anything more than half of the chayv. It happens to be, it's like you're holding half of the talis. Like you only half the talis. It doesn't give you anything more than. But be'etzem, there's no bittul of the yodem agas. It's possible if you're Rashi. Well, if no Rashi holds the Gavid Rambam, it would be'etzim is called the Yodem Agas, even the Maskona. And maybe there wouldn't be, Nafkamino be in Beshitas Rambam, that wouldn't be a Shur. Well, that's the first Chelik Asugi, the first Sugi of the Din of the Yodem Agas. How does the Din of the Yodem Agas stelze gevek by Shtar? The Gemara makes a Hemshech, V'yachloikun nami l'dmei. You have to be Margish, there's a Ramban that says, not like this, but the Pshut Elefi that we're showing him, the Gemara is being a Dugma. The Gemara is not being a Raya, it's not being a Raya. The Gemara is saying, similarly, just like we just found. Just like we found, so there's a dimyan. Standing about far, it's a dimyan. It's just like we found that you said in the din of yodem agas. We're gonna look at the, we're gonna view, we're gonna break up the star, we're gonna view, we're gonna give the psak of yodem agas. Look at the domim of the star. So too in the din of yachloiku also, the din of yachloiku that we found by star is also gonna be translated and interpreted into domim, not in the gufa, not in the gufa star. Mevur in the gemara, the toich divi gemara. The gemara it's two tzedim. How do we make the din yachloiku by star? Again, what's the case of Yachloik and Peshtar? They're both holding the margins, they're both holding the pavis and the turf together. Alach is Cholkin Bishav. We bet and see Ruvain Shimon holding the whole star. Tofsi Chavayu. Alach is Shnai Moichzin. Tofsi Chavayu. Paskin Nachloiku. Go back to the Machloikas and the Beis, each one. The Toys' sheet is because of the Oichzin. The Rivo is because of even Aladavka Oichzin. We have a din of Oichzin. Clear to Gemara. Is this the Gemara's Megala that happens at a Sophic? Is this din Lidmei or is it in the Kuf of the star? How are you going to be Machalik? The Shtar. The Gemara is Machriya Lidmei, and the Gemara brings Rayas from the din of Talis and Behemoth. What are the two Tzadim of the Gemara? So the Gemara is not Megalahedu. What was the other Tzad, not Lidmei? On the other Tzad, the Mechalik, the din Chalukah, the Bezdin Paskin is Chalukah. They're going to pass in Chalukah. You're not going to do the Guf Ashtar. What does that mean? So here we find the also Machalik as we showed. The Rajab and the Ritva read it though clearly, but as I know, the Rach and the Rambam is very Meduik. Could be it's telling the Gears in the Gemara. That the other tzad was mamish al derech we had in the sugi before of Ravacha. The other tzad was ripping up the mamish splitting up the shtar. The Gemara had a fascinating chakira, and maybe when you make chaluka on the shtar, you take a split it up like a talis. You split it into two pieces. You say you take half, and you say you take half. That was in the Gemara, or no? You don't split up the gufa shtar. You split the shabbos of the shtar, the chayiv shem shtar. That was the other tzad of the Gemara. You split the chayiv shem shtar. You split the domim of the shtar. That was in the Gemara. And to that, the Gemara brought a raya. I see by the din. No, the din in the chaluka. The Gemara brought a raya from Talis. I see you don't be mafsid the guf adav. What was the nidin? What's the toichan advar? We're in the Rajman of Fazoi. Why would we have such a sad that you split up the star? You mafsid the star. You mafsid the malva. We're in the Rajman of Fazoi. Kitzur advar means like this. We're in the Rajman and the Ritva. the Iker Chaluka Alamal is, when the Bezdin come to give Chaluka, they give you the Guf, they can't Chaluka and the Guf Adover. So Alamal, the best Psach Chaluka, the Richter Psach Chaluka is to give each one Sai Ruvin and Shimon a Schus and the Guf Adover. That's the best Psach Chaluka. Yeah? You're right, it's Mavur and the Raj Rif, it's not fear really. The Etzim, the Iker Din should be Chol Kemishov, and it's not fear that someone really should lose out. Oh, but you have to make a Chaluka. And a Chaluka, the Etzim is in the Guf Adover. I maybe make a Chaluka in Domit. There's Mavur and the Raj, and the Rif, and the Mar and the Havim, that's not called a Chaluka B'chol. That's not called really make a Chaluka. Chalukah b'damim is not called. You sell the item. That's not. You want to be chalik the chalukah the gufadover. The damim is not here. The damim is in the marketplace. The damim is not here. That's not called chalukah the gufadover. That's not called the chalukah b'chal. The havimin was. That's not called the chalukah. The meila, even though the malv is going to lose by splitting up the shtar, the lawyer has a right to get chalukah. He has a right to get chalukah. He doesn't have a yodam agas now, but he has a right to get chalukah. And if chalukah's damim is not called chalukah, so the lawyer has a right to get chalukah. The meila, the malv is going to lose. That was the tzad of the gemara. To that, the gemara brings a raya. I'll show you that chalukah's damim, even though it's b'diavad the chalukah. But I'll show you it's a viable psak. And with the evid, in times when something's pushing us to make the second psak, it's also called a chalukah. Where do I see them? I'm going from Behemet Tmeya. By Behemet Tmeya over there, if we break up the Behemet Tmeya, both Reuven and Shimon lose. That thing already says is too much already. It's negative as far to say that we make a chalukah that both sides lose. Both sides lose. Mehecha Tesi, you can make a chalukah that both lose. Avad over there can't be that the chalukah is the Gavadavar. So what's the only option? It must be the chalukah is a domin. Oish Kishvar, the chalukah is domin, also it's called chalukah. So Mela is up to Raj, but going back to us, Avada, we're going to plug it back in, that any time there's a hefsid to either one of them, we're going to go to plan B. Let's say it's Lefi the Raj, the Ritz, the Rach, and the Rambam. Etzem, the Iker Chalukah should be, Etzem, go back to Shnai Moich and Vitalis, and Shnai Moich and Mishtar is the same thing. The Iker Chalukah Alamo should be in the Guf HaDover. No, when there's a hefsid, we go to plan B. We make the second Chalukah, the second Madrega Chalukah, we say, we may make Chalukahs, but make Chalukahs dumb. Yeah? So that's as always mavur taka alalocha. It seems like the place can pass like this tzad. That ends up that when you have a hefsid, when you don't have a hefsid, you taka make chalukah in the gavadavar. When you have a hefsid, the reason why you're making the second chalukah is because of the hefsid, and that by shtar taka every time there's a hefsid to the malvin. So we made the week make a chalukah in the domin. As always, it's the feed of mahalach of the Rashi. Tois is mavur anders. Tois is right away says by chalukah by shtar there's no tzad. You're gonna rip the shtar. Rip the shtar. You're gonna mafsid the whole shtar. Avad there's no tzad. He takes away the gear, so there's no tzad. You're gonna mafsid the whole shtar. I, in parentheses, we had a whole sugi before. The Rabach had a tzad, you rip up the shtar. We said before, who had the more? Well, it is talking about Yadam Agas. The sugi before is talking about Yadam Agas, but Yadam Agas, the schus of Yadam Agas is to rip up the shtar. Or with Chaluka, or Bezin's giving up Chaluka, Mecha Tesi, Tosa says, Mecha Tesi over there, we should rip up the shtar. Mecha Tesi, we're not going to rip up the shtar. Oh, so Zog Tosa, that tzad's out of it. So what was the second tzad? We were Tosa's of Essen and Avada was Pasha, we're not going to rip up the shtar, we're going to split up the shtar for the Shabbos. There's two ways to split up the Shabbos of the shtar. We could either split up the shtar kapshuto, the ikr din gviyas chayv of the shtar. Let's say the shtar is $100. So the malv is going to go take half of the koyach gviyas of the shtar. He's going to go collect $50 with the shtar. That's one way to split up the shtar. The second way to split up the shtar is, no, not that the malv could go actually use the koyach gviyas of the shtar. We could put it on, we could auction it off, we could sell, at least gauge it by auctioning it off. We could see how much this item would be worth, this shtar would be worth on the market. And we say, we see how much it's worth on the market. Avada, the price goes down. People don't pay for $100 shtar, $100, they pay $90. So in Mela, we split it up. Look, I'll be the domim shabbai. The domim shabbai is the price it's worth on the market. That's the way it was played. And that was an eden in the Gemara. And the Gemara is machriya like the second side. The Gemara is machriya at the Chalukah Machzik. The Gemara brings a raya from Talis and Pora at the Chalukah's a Machzik in the Dimei. So this is already a whole new sugi. This stuff from Mazbazai. What are the two stamos fitoisus? What are the two tzadim of fitoisus? It doesn't have a tzad of being korei d'shtar. What are the two tzadim of fitoisus? What was the nidin? And more, this is the most troublesome side, the tzad, which toises in maskono. Why is the taksish? Why in the world should we give only the malve, only the amount of the shtar? The malve is only, malve is trevayv tofsi. Yeah? Toises sheet and tabbezim and aleph is, and an tzad in my tofis haidi day. My tofis haidi day, that means. By tshnai moichsim, we look at it as yen is a muchsik and chetzi. So, be'etzim, we say chaluka, we get half. We should give him half. Why should we? I hear we don't rip up the shtar. We give him half of the shtar. But why should he only have half of the item to sell in the shuk? What's pshat in that second side? What's pshat b'chlal in that second side? So first, I want to start off Tosis. I want to show the differences between Rashi and Tosis. But first, start slow. So near Madvarim fi Tosis. What's clear in Tosis is the Nidin wasn't l'nitzat hefsid. Fi Tosis, you can't say the reason why the tzad of l'dmei, fi the Rashba, the first mahalach, the reason why we're going to make l'dmei is only because we have a siba, we have a kettle, we have something pushing us, we have something pushing us behind our back, pushing us against our will, we have to make up with the evidik of chalukah, chalukah of l'dmei, because of the hefsid. But fi Tosis, it's clear that's not the reason why we're making chalukah l'dmei, because by shtar there is no hefsid. By shtar there is no hefsid, yet we're still making a chalukah l'dmei. The shtar, if you split the shtar, you collect $50. The fitoisis, the tut stodom wasn't either to be mafsid the shtar or ledme. Fitoisis, the shtar was, had to be mechalik the shtar. Either $50 of the shtar or $45 of the shtar. But what's pushing us to make $45? It's clear as not, the shtar is because you're being mafsid. As there's muchin toisis. Lechuris, that's a choisin toisis, a fascinating zach, because it's a nice in that base. Go back to that base. Lechuris, shtetin toisis, that the nidin was, it wasn't a prati stick at back, it's a nidin. Feed the Rajma, but Etzim was a protest nidin on Shtar, or Kolaka Yitzibai. It was a nidin on, can I make a haluk on Dover that has a hefsid? That was the nidin the sugya, can I make a haluk on Dover that has a hefsid? Feed toisis, we're back to that base. It's a nidin on the guf schus haluka that Chazal said in Shnayim Oyusim Betalas. In Shnayim Oyusim Betalas, Chazal said, Chachloiku, how did they say Yachloiku? Did they say Chachloiku in the guf hadover, or they say in the domen? Listen, Mazbe, basically, you say this in the Sogim and Shas. In every chayfetz, there's two dimensions, there's two bechinas in every chayfetz. Every chayfetz is every domen. There's the guf hadover lishimusha, there's the guf, the be'en, we call it be'en of the zach. And there's the domen of the zach. The domen of the zach, which usually is gauged in the market value. But be'etzim, it's a second facet of every chayfetz. If it's greva, it's klar. Greva, if someone steals someone's jacket, calls man's be'en, he has to return the jacket. He has to return the jacket, he has to return the be'en. Oh, but if the jacket gets burnt, he has to return the domen of the chayfetz. It's mavur and rashi. It's Mavur in the Rambam. Rambam. Remember the Rashi Mavur? That when you return the Dhammam of the Chayfetz, it's called your Mesh of the Chayfetz. What do you mean I wasn't Mesh of the Chayfetz? I returned $50, called I returned the jacket. The answer is yeah. The jacket had another facet. The jacket has Dhammam. When I return the Dhammam of the Chayfetz, that's called the Chayfetz. I'm just being a mushal. There's two dimensions in every Chayfetz. There's the Be'en of the Chayfetz, Lishimushov, and then there's the Dhammam of the Chayfetz. Clear to Gemara on the Zayin Amid Beis. Pelu, we have to wait this long. What is the din chalukah? What is the din of chalukah of Shnayim Oyusim Betalas? Is the Torah say chalukah, that the best in pass chalukah, that you get, Reuven gets chetzi of the guf hadover l'shimushov, and Shimon gets chetzi of the guf hadover l'shimushov? Or no, does Reuven get chetzi of the domim, of the aspect of the domim shebedover, and Shimon gets chom on the dover? Why? It's a good shayla, maybe we'll see you soon. Why in the world we should do that? Put that on the side for a second. That's about koshik of the sugya. It's not, we don't have something pushing us to say l'dmei l'fitoisus. It's not something that, but the evidika impetus that we have to say l'dmei. The question is, what did we give you? The reason why you're holding the talus is one reason. At the end of the day, why is Reuven getting chetzi and Shimon? Because Bezdin said chaluka. Let's look how much Bezdin gave you. More than Bezdin gave you, you're not going to take. Let's find out what Bezdin gave you. If Bezdin gave you a schus in the guf hadover, Bezdin said, you could take chetzi in the guf hadover, you could take chetzi in the guf hadover, so you have the guf hadover. But if Bezdin, for whatever reason, decided that you're going to only get Domim, the Domim of the Dover. Again, it's not, Bezin's not giving you the right to sell the Shuk. Bezin's giving you the Domim Shebedover. The way usually you take out the Domim is selling in the Shuk. But Bezin's giving you the Bechinas Domim of the Talis, of the Para, of the Shtar. Then that's all you have. You only have the Domim Shebedover. That was the need in the Gemara. And that Toysis, the Tfi Toysis, the Zayt Gariah. Not because there's a Hefsid. The Tfi Toysis, the Gemara bought a Zayt Gariah from Behemet Meir. The Gemara knows that the Vada, the Chazal, the Bezin wouldn't put it in Chalukah that would come to a Hefsid. So Ivada, I see from over there that didn't chalukah was zochse gavur in the domit. It wasn't zochse gavur in the guf adover. But it's not because lefi toisis, and it could be not enough minas lemaisa. It's not because lefi toisis only there's a hefsid. You might find toisis case in toisis even with there's no hefsid. The halacha is going to be the chalukas bedomit. The maskana of the gemara, the chalukas bedomit. That was the shmuz lefi toisis. The shmuz was in the ikus chus chalukah. Why? I don't have a great answer. I don't know why should we do that? Maybe it was like I just said before. Chazal wanted to have something unequivocal where you won't ever get sticky. Chazal decided to do the chaluk in a way that's domim, because the domim, you could always get domim, and the guf hadover sometimes it could lead to hefsit. Maybe that's why they did it, but that is a need in the fitoisis. When the melo, when you shtel that avek back to shtar, when you look at a shtar, l'shimusha v'l'domov, it works differently than other chafotzim. A watch, I use a watch to tell time. Shtar, when you want to use a shtar l'shimusha, the way you use a shtar l'shimusha is to be goyve with the shtar. If the chalukah zochsech in the guf hadover, so the malv is able to be goyve, and the loiv is able to tain the parua. The loiv is shimush in the shtar is to tain the parua. That's the loiv shimush in the shtar. That's all if you get a shimush in the guf hadover. However, Zokti Mars Machriya, that the Chazal didn't give you a schus in the guf hadover, they gave you in the domim shebedover. They gave you a schus in the domim shebedover. When the meila, when you schus in the domim shebedover, you don't have the din gviya. You have it how much it's worth in the shuk. It's a gauge. It's not pshat that the malva has the koyach to go sell in the shuk. The malva has the domim of the shtar. The way I gauge the domim of the shtar, the way I moided the domim of the shtar is to find in the shuk. This is what Usher wanted to buy from here. The god of my god is doyle. This is when it was ikarized. I'm going back to Toises. I'm sorry. I could say Ruvah the Alma is fighting against. Rav Oilam, Rav Binyan of the Rosh Hashiva's Nachmanim learned the Fitoisis in that base. The Tosfos says, Anan Sadi, the Tov of the day, Man Tov, Man Tov of the day. Because that's a Psak Vadak. The Seder, the Bnei Chabura, the Nemdon Azayim Amish Azayim Seder. The Din, maybe it sounds like that in Tosfos. That the Din, when Tosfos says, and Dan Bezim Vez Chaluk is a Psak Vadak. But since it's based on Oichzin, it's based on Cheskes Mammon of Tosfos, the Pshat is, I'm saying, this is Vadai Ruvins, this is Vadai Shemitz. This is Vadai Ruvins, this is Vadai Shemitz. So it's Fechsek Shabbat, Taka Tamua. Forget about why, but how is it possible? How could we say only getting Ledomim? If we're saying that we were machriya, that this is, we were machriya, maybe mikhoi cheskes moment. For whatever reason, the Tosfos holds that the Din Chaluk is a hachrova dois, then chetzi of the talis is Ruvins, and chetzi of the talis Shemitz. So by the star, chetzi of the star is Ruvins, chetzi of the star is Shemitz. So why in the world does he only get Ledomim? How does it make sense that he only gets Ledomim? How does it make sense? The whole bechlal, the sprach, the vernacular we were using before, that we're dealing with the schus chaluka, how did they still evect the schus chaluka? That's all when there's a schus chaluka. That's all if you say that Be'etzim Bezin didn't get down to the bottom of the Sofik. Bezin wasn't Machuia the Sofik. Bezin wasn't Machuia the Sofik. Bezin still has a Sofik. Bezin doesn't know who picked up the Talis. Bezin doesn't know who picked up the Shtar. Bezin says, I'm going to pass Kin Chaluka in the Sofik. I'm going to pass Chaluka in the Sofik. I have a reason why I want to pass Chaluka in the Sofik. Because the Cheskes Mammon tells me that. Because I have a Cheskes, it's not a Cheskes Mammon Gomor, but it's a certain Cheskes Mammon. The Cheskes Mammon is a consideration why I want to pass Kin Chaluka. Then you could say, we could have it needed. How I decided to pass Kin Chaluka. I decided that, I can start it. Again, it's still strange why we picked to do Chalukah's Domim, but I can hear the tzad, I can hear the tzad. We decided to do Chalukah's Domim. I can down of it. But if you learn, if you learn that the means of Yitoisvis, that we were Machriya, Mikoyah Becheskes Mammon Machriya, the Bavadei Chetzi is yours, Bavadei Chetzi is yours. It means we were Machriya Kamat, that this is your talis, you picked it up, this you picked it up. I don't know, because we know the Metzias, but we never on as a Vada, if someone picked up the talis, someone picked up the Shtar Vada, he could do whatever he wants with it. He doesn't have Lidoma. What shaykh? Taka the chro that's only mitoich hasugyo that chaluk is the male. Chayr from near is muchach that even if he toisvis the chaluka is what we call what the Ran calls a psak misafik. It doesn't mean that you have it misupik. It means that we never even after the psak we never got down to the bottom of the shayla. No, we're being machuia mikriyach lemuzokus to give you chetzi the talis and you can chetzi the talis. Right.